When I saw the hotel, I mean, anyway, so it was fortunate that we could make this arrangement here. And I think it's better, yeah? At least it's better than what we had yesterday. And actually what happened is, I came here, Krishna Kesava, was it in July that I came? Like to see the hotels here? You are not here. Okay. Oh, in February I came. Okay, yeah. So in February I came, I saw some hotels, I liked them. And then I thought, I didn't think of booking, I thought, you know, what's the use of booking so early? And then in September, I think I told them to book it, yeah. But when he contacted them, like the devotees in Bhubaneswar, we got to know that all the hotels, that these good hotels that we saw, they all are not available. Because this is a marriage season. And all the hotels were booked for marriages. So I told them that look around and see what you can find. And so this is what they found. And I thought, they gave me the impression that it was nice. It's not so good, but it's okay. Devotees from different countries come and stay there. So I thought maybe that's all right. And they sent some photographs also, yeah? I don't know what photograph they sent. But when I came here, I was just... And anyway, there is one devotee, a disciple of Jayapataka Maharaj, who also owns a hotel in Bhubaneswar. And he's quite influential. He's a successful businessman. So he actually made this arrangement in just 2 hours, 1 hour. Phoned him and he made some phone calls and said that he'll get back to us in 10 minutes. And he did. And he said that this is what is available that he could find. And he wanted me to come and see the place. So I came here and saw the place, and I liked it. At least it's clean, it's spacious, and anyway, it was an experience, right? I mean, in a trip like this, it's good to have varieties of experience. So this was one such experience. This morning I was talking to... And he was telling me that he'll remember this experience. And I told him, yes, another unforgettable experience. I think I was talking to you. I also got to know that in Lingaraj temple, some devotees had some difficulties. So make it a point that if your skin is, you know, lighter than certain degree of, you know, fairness, and if you don't speak Hindi, don't venture to go to any of these temples. Even Indians get difficulties. And, you know, some Indians are very fair, and they often look quite like European. Like, your name is? Devjani. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Devjani does look like a fair Indian, isn't it? And in the temples, there are police, there are guards, security, who actually check. So they let her in, thinking that she must be one of those fairer Indians. But she couldn't fool the pujari. The pujari, seeing her, shouted, she's a foreigner. And then the undesirable happened. I heard that they had to go to a police station and they had to spend 4 hours. Yeah. 4 hours just to write a letter of apology. That I made a mistake, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. But that's the thing, you know, when you get into a difficult situation. But one thing I tell you, when you come to a holy dham and get into difficulties, consider that that is getting rid of your bad karma. It's a cleansing process. So although it is stressful, but and it is actually unfortunate, you know, like Krishna is all merciful. And originally Krishna here as Nilamadhav was being worshipped by Shavaras. Shavaras means the outcast. In the Vedic society, there are four Varnas: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. And those who are below that, they are known as Antajas, outcasts. Meaning, they cannot stay in the civilized area, like the villages or towns. They cannot live in there. Four Varnas can live, but Antajas, they have to live outside. And there are various types of Antajas. Shavaras are one such. They're the hunters. And they live near the forest, and actually the leader of the Shavaras, Vishvavasu, used to worship Nilamadhav, Krishna, the only deity of Krishna. That was in Satyuga. In Satyuga, the deities were not available. The deities of the Lord became manifest in Dwapar Yuga, commonly. Because in Satyuga there was only one deity. So when the king, the Suryavamsa, in the Sun dynasty, the dynasty comes from Sun God. Sun God, Vivashvan, his son is Manu, Manu's son is Ikshaku, and this is how the Sun dynasty came. There are two Kshatriya or warrior dynasties, ruling dynasties. One is hailing from Sun God, Vivashvan, and the other is coming from Moon God, Chandradev, Somdev. Like Ramchandra appeared in Surya Vamsa. Krishna appeared in Chandra Vamsa, Moon Dynasty. Like probably you remember that in Japan, the ruling class, they claim that they are coming from Sun Dynasty. The word Nippon, which is the name of Japan, is actually the land of sun. So you can see that all over the world, these ruling class, warriors, the kings, they actually come from Sun Dynasty or Moon Dynasty. So when King Indradumna became desire, he wanted to see the Lord. But in Satyayuga, how do you see the Lord? Through meditation. And meditation involves going to a solitary place, cutting yourself off from everything else, and there you meditate for a long, long time, thousands of years. So as a king, it was not possible for him to meditate and see the Lord in the heart. In Satyayuga, the Lord is seen through meditation. In Treta Yuga, the Lord is seen through sacrifice. When the sacrifice is successfully completed, then the Lord manifested from the sacrificial fire, from the sacrifice. But in Dwapar Yuga only, the Lord became manifest through his deity form. Anyway, to go back to the main point, in Satyayuga, there was only one deity of the Lord, that is Nilamadhav. And who was worshipping Nilamadhav? A Savara. And when the Padmakalpa end, half a day of Brahma ended, Brahma lives for 100 years. So, when the half a day, a Brahma's day is 1,000 Chaturyugas. So when half a day of the Brahma is over, then Krishna actually manifests himself in the form of Jagannath. So Nilamadhav disappeared and Jagannath appeared. Do you all know how Jagannath appeared? Everyone is silent, so you don't want to hear? Okay. So as I was telling you, Vishavasu was worshipping Nilamadhav. And King Indradumna wanted to see the Lord. And everyone advised him, like he was in an... He consulted his ministers, the brahmanas, and they all advised that the only way is through meditation. And they suggested that you can't, my king, you can't leave the kingdom and go out and meditate. So King Indradumna became very much heartbroken. He was so desirous to see the Lord. Then one day, one brahmana appeared, pilgrim. He was a brahmana who was, he claimed that he travels and from place of pilgrimage to another place of pilgrimage. And he actually informed that on the bank of the saltwater ocean, there is a mountain called Niladri, or Blue Mountain. That mountain is surrounded by dense forest. And on top of that mountain, there is a deity of Nilamadhav. The Lord is present as Nilamadhav. And he, in this way, he gave informations. He also mentioned that he stayed in that place for 1 year. And as a result of just staying there for 1 year, he achieved his perfection. And there is a lake in that mountain. On the bank of that lake, the Lord is situated as Nilamadhav in a temple. And the lake is so spiritually potent that anyone who leaves his body in contact with the lake, the water of that lake or pond, it was a pond actually, that he immediately achieves his spiritual perfection. So in this way he described the glory of this place. And saying, informing that wandering Brahmana disappeared all of a sudden. And so the king wanted to find out where the place is. And the king's head priest brother, Vidyapati, went out in search along with other Brahmanas. And then Vidyapati came to this place. And he came across the emperors and he got to see Lord Nilamadhav. And then he left to give the report, the news to the king. Tamal Krishna Maharaj actually wrote Jagannath Priya Natakam, a drama. How many of you read that drama? In that, Tamal Krishna Maharaj gives a lot of informations about Lord Jagannath's appearance. There is also another history to that. Once I was in Gitanagari. Gitanagari, how many of you have been to Gitanagari? In Gitanagari, it's a farm in Pennsylvania. And they have Rath Yatra there, in the farm itself, in the land. So 1 year I was there. Quite a few devotees were there. Satsurup Maharaj was the GBC of that place and he requested me. Anyway, so I was there. And on the day of Rath Yatra, I was asked to give a class. And so in that class, I told the story of Lord Jagannath. I actually spoke about Lord Jagannath from three sources. One source was Skanda Puran that describes Jagannath's appearance. Another source was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lecture in a radio. And he mentioned about how this form of Jagannath is there in the spiritual world. And the background is that Rukmini Devi asked Krishna that they used to, she used to see, or the queens used to notice that during the day Krishna is absent-minded always. And at night Krishna calls out to Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Nanda Maharaj, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, Sridhama, Sudama, Vasudama, and Shyamali, Dhavali. In his dream at night, he calls out to them and sometimes he cries. Sometimes he laughs. So she used to feel that at night Krishna actually goes somewhere else, where these personalities are there. Where? Vrindavan. So she wanted to know what is there in Vrindavan, why Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan. And the only person who was there who could tell about Vrindavan is Mother Rohini. She was the only one who was there. So one day they surrounded Mother Rohini and they were listening, requested her, and then she actually agreed to tell them about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan when Krishna would not be around. And so in one such occasion, she was telling them about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Subhadra was kept as a guard, not to let anyone come in. So she was also listening, and she also became so overwhelmed hearing Krishna's pastimes that all of a sudden Krishna and Balaram appeared there. But she was so overwhelmed that she couldn't speak to tell them that Krishna Balaram has come. So she actually spread her, all she could do is stretch her arms to stop Krishna and Balaram from coming in. And Krishna and Balaram standing there kept on listening to Vrindavan pastimes. And while listening to Krishna Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna and Balaram assume this beautiful form. Hearing about his friends and gopis, especially Radharani, Krishna's arms were stretched forward. The desire to embrace them. So did Balaram's. And Subhadra was feeling so guilty that she stopped Krishna Balaram from coming in by spreading her arms, that she withdrew her arms. So that's why Krishna Balaram's arms are like this and Subhadra has no arms. So this is how Krishna, these deities are there in Vrindavan, in Dwarka. Krishna in Dwarka, yearning to go to Vrindavan, that is Jagannath. So that was the second aspect of that pastimes. And the third aspect I mentioned about, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Ratha Jatra time, Surya Grahan, solar eclipse, Krishna meets the residents of Vrindavan. Actually, Krishna went to Kurukshetra to take bath. It's a custom to take bath in Samanta Panchak in Kurukshetra at the time of solar eclipse. And gopis and cowherd people also went there on that occasion. The solar eclipse is over. When everyone is arranging to leave, the residents of Vrindavan got the news that Krishna was there. So hearing that, they just ran to meet Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, they already got into their chariots, about to leave. But when the residents of Vrindavan saw Krishna, Krishna also seeing them assume this form, he stretched his arms to embrace them. So that is Lord Jagannath. And what did the residents do? The gopis noticed that Radharani was not satisfied seeing Krishna. Although they met after 100 years, but Radharani was not satisfied. That has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing one song while dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. And that song was Jako Maro Haro Shoi Bohi Borastad Chaitra Kapas Ten Milito Chon Milito Maluti Surabhayo Praura Kadam Vanila. The one Jako Maro Haro, the one who stole my heart when I was a maiden, now he has become the Lord and Master of my life. I met him, we are together, but still Reba Rodhashi Betoshita Rutale Cheto Shamutkanthate. My heart is yearning to go back to the bank of the river Reba, under the Betashi trees on the bank. So Mahaprabhu was singing that song. No one could understand why Mahaprabhu is singing this romantic love song. Only Swarup Damodar could understand. Then Ratha Yatra is over. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami used to stay by Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur used to stay far away from Jagannath temple. Haridas Thakur did not go into the Jagannath temple. So did Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Therefore, even if they don't allow us to go to the temple, we shouldn't feel bad. Haridas Thakur also didn't go to the temple. From a distance, he used to offer obeisances to the chakra and the flag of the temple. And although he didn't go to see the Lord used to come to see him every day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to see Haridas Thakur every day. And when Rupa Goswami was there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his place. Place means hut meant. At that time Rupa Goswami went to take bath. Mahaprabhu was waiting for him to come back. And he noticed that on the ceiling of the roof of the hut, there's a palm leaf stuck in there. So out of curiosity, he pulled it out. And he saw in beautiful letters a shloka is written. The meaning of the shloka is, my dear friend, Priya Krishna Sahachari, my dear friend, I met Krishna, and I am the same Radha, who is very expert in love affairs. But still my heart is yearning to go to the bank of Jamuna in the forest of Vrindavan, where the atmosphere is steeped with the sound of Krishna's flute in fifth note. Madhura Murali Panchama Juse Monome Kalindi Bipinopal Kalindi Pulino Bipinaya Sprihayati. So, see, now you see the meaning of the verse, the previous one. It's actually the words of Srimati Radharani. The one who stole my heart when I was a maiden. Today, Shoyebu hi Borasta. Today, he is my Lord of my life. But still, my heart is yearning to go back. And it's the same springtime night, Chaitra Kapa. Chon Milito Maloti Surabhayo Ko Praura Kadamma Nila. The fragrance of Maloti, the wind is, the breeze is blowing, carrying the wind, carrying the fragrance of Maloti flowers coming from the Kadamba trees. And it is Srimati Radharani's words, I met Krishna, but my heart is yearning to go back to Vrindavan. So understanding the heart of Srimati Radharani, what did the devotees do? Devotees of Vrindavan, the associates of Radharani of Vrindavan, they got hold of the chariot along with the horses and started to pull the chariot towards Vrindavan. So that is Ratha Yatra. Anyway, I gave the class based on these three aspects of Lord Jagannath's pastimes. And then that day, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was not there in the class. So when after the class we are taking breakfast, and Satsarup Maharaj told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you don't know what you missed today. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me that we are going to have a Ratha Yatra in Oklahoma. Those days, Tamal Krishna Maharaj had a farm also in Oklahoma. And there also he was going to have a Ratha Yatra. And he forced me that I have to come there in the Ratha Yatra and tell this story. So that's how he told the story. And then the same afternoon, Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me he was planning to write a drama, but he was actually thinking what should be the theme, and today he got the theme. The theme is Lord Jagannath. And yeah, and that is how Jagannath Priya Natakam manifested. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was so thorough in order to write a drama, he wanted to have all the aspects of Sanskrit drama. And he got someone, a scholar from somewhere in North India, not from Bombay, scholar to translate the Natya Shastra of Bharat Muni. And he made me translate the drama of Rupa Goswami called Lalita Madhava. And he gave me 15 days to complete. And it was in Mayapur that he got the idea that I should translate Lalita. He asked me to translate Lalita Madhava. And those days after Mayapur festival, we used to go to Tamal Krishna Maharaj and few of us. He used to actually lead the thing to go to Rishikesh, because Prabhupada was in Rishikesh before going to Vrindavan, before he withdrew his pastimes. And in Rishikesh there was a beautiful house called Ganga Darshan where Prabhupada stayed. And so we all used to go for a week in Rishikesh. Oh, we all means about five, six of us. And devotees were enjoying. Everybody used to go to the Ganga for a swim and go here for a walk and there for a picnic. But I had to stay back translating Lalita Madhava. I was not allowed to go anywhere. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very particular. Whenever he did something, he would really get into it. When he decided to write a drama, he just didn't want to just write a drama. He wanted the right drama should be perfect according to the Sanskrit standard of drama. And then also we decided, he wrote that book and that drama, Jagannath Priya, and I got the idea, we must stage it, we must enact it. Those days, I'm talking about 85, 86, and 85 actually. At first I thought that, with those days, there was ISKCON had quite a few talented actors and actresses. And so I was in West Coast, and I thought that I would create a team there to enact that. Devotees were all scattered, and there was no way we could create a group. Then I went to New York. I thought that in New York, is it becoming too hot there? Come from the sun, out in the shade. So in New York also I couldn't get, those days mind you, there were many, many devotees in our temples. Los Angeles temple had about 250 devotees. New York also had about good 100 devotees. Anyway, so then I couldn't get the actors, actresses from within our fold. So then I decided that I'll do it in Calcutta. And so Anyway, we succeeded in creating a team. Very helpful was the head of the English department of a girls' college in Calcutta. It's a Christian girls' college called Loreto College. And she was a Muslim lady married to a Hindu Brahmin. Very nice lady, actually. So she was very helpful. She directed the drama. We created a team, like all amateur, but very talented. Another person who was very instrumental was a devotee girl. How many of you have seen Abhay Charan? Remember the devotee who played Prabhupada's mother? Her name was Rupavati. Rupavati actually played Lalita, Vishabhashu's daughter, in that drama. And so we had only two shows. One show was in Mayapur, and the other show was in Calcutta. Now, in Calcutta, we had two shows in a auditorium. And we also did the Bengali drama also at the same time. Like, the thing was going on. But the Bengali group was a professional group. And anyway, so we translated the drama and enacted it in Bengali and English. It's very, very nice drama. And so that brings back all those memories of those days. So Lord Jagannath actually is very special, because Jagannath is Krishna in Dwarka, who is yearning to go back to Vrindavan, yearning to be with his devotees in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, feeling the separation from Krishna. So it's a similar mood, actually. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took shelter of Jagannath. You can come forward. The sun is hot. When did you come? Just now? Yesterday morning. Where are you staying? Near Jagannath Temple. Okay. Come forward. Just two of you came? So, anyway, so now we are here. Although we won't be able to go to the temple, some of us, and don't feel bad, because after all, Prabhupada created so many wonderful opportunities. Like Jagannath has appeared. Now ISKCON is holding more than 600 Rath Yatra festivals around the world. So even if we can't go here into the temple, but Jagannath has appeared in Mayapur also, in Rajpur. We can go there. In Bhuvaneshwar temple, we got the darshan of Jagannath. Satya was telling me that that she heard that Bhuvaneshwar temple, Jagannath is just like Jagannath in the temple. So, yes. And after all, how do we see the Lord? Can we see Him with our mundane eyes? The way to see Him is Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. When our hearts become anointed with love, Bhakti Vilochanena, with that devotional eyes, we can see the Lord in the heart constantly. Santa Sadeva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. So that is the way to see. What is important is to develop our love for Him. And when we develop the love for Him, then He Himself will manifest. On the other hand, when Krishna was present, didn't Duryodhan see Him? Didn't Karna see Him? Didn't Shishupal, Jarasandha, Kamsa? They also saw, but what's the point in seeing? The difference is that they are not seeing with devotion, eyes anointed with love for the Lord. So let us try to develop that love. And there are so many wonderful opportunities. Prabhupada's books are there, providing all the impetus to develop that love for Krishna. He is giving us all the wonderful informations about Krishna, describing all His wonderful qualities that will naturally attract our hearts towards Him. So if you just read Srila Prabhupada's books, it will happen. Love is based on attraction. Attractions is based on attractive qualities. And Krishna is all attractive. Krishna has all the features of attraction. Wealth, beauty, fame, strength, knowledge, and renunciation. So it's just a matter of becoming exposed to Krishna, becoming aware of His qualities. Then automatically attraction will take place, and that attraction will naturally evolve the love from our hearts. And it is natural. It'll happen. If we follow the process, it'll happen by on its own, spontaneously. So, we found the goal of our life. We found the means to make our life successful. So let's take full advantage. Thank you so much. And today we are having Jagannath Prasad. I was wondering whether I would tell you or I would leave it up to you to experience it yourself. Anyway, since I started, I just let the cat out of the bag. Actually, Jagannath Prasad is out of this world. The taste is, you can't imagine. And this taste you don't get anywhere else. The same cooks from Jagannath temple was taken to Mayapur for our Jagannath temple to cook. They're delicious what they cook, but that taste of Jagannath prasad, even the Jagannath's cook cannot bring up when they go out. And they admitted that this taste you can get only in Jagannath temple. Just like, have you tasted the kheer of Ramana, Kheer Gopinath? How many of you have tasted? Oh, you all missed out on that. So I have to make some arrangement. You know the story of, you know the anecdote of Madhavendra Puri, for whom Gopinath stole the kheer? That kheer, the taste of that kheer, you don't get in, you don't get anywhere else. Like, it's a unique taste. We make kheer in Mayapur, very nice milk from our own cows, and made it with so much love and devotion. But still, that taste doesn't come. So, Satyadevati Prabhu, can somebody bring some Kheer Gopinath kheer, one of these? So we'll get that kheer from Kheer Gopinath, and you will see yourself. So same is with Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Fortunately, I had it yesterday. Ramana, it's halfway, it's almost halfway between Jagannath Puri and Calcutta. It's a little far. And so the program will be like, one day Jagannath Prasad, one day cooked Prasad. One thing about Jagannath Prasad also I can warn, remind you or inform you in advance. Jagannath Prasad comes when Jagannath wants. Sometimes you have to even fast, wait till evening. It happened with us. And the thing is, it's a custom that you take Jagannath Prasad sitting on the floor, on a bare ground. Not you sit on the asan. No, you sit on the bare ground and then banana leaves the prasadam and you honor that. Can everyone sit on the floor? Okay, make it a point to sit on the floor. All right? And there is another way of doing it if you can't sit on the floor. You know how? You have to honor the prasad standing up with a plate on your hand. So you have two choices. All right, Satyadevati Prabhu. I introduced Satyadevati Prabhu the other day in the hotel in Swasti Premium Hotel. He is, Satyadevati Prabhu is a very nice devotee. He is the head pujari of Bhubaneswar temple. And he's been a very nice devotee, a brahmachari, for how many years? 25, 26 years. A ripe candidate for sannyas. And also, you must have met already. I'm forgetting the name. Krishnagati Prabhu. I'm sorry, Krishnagati Prabhu. Krishnagati Prabhu is also another very nice brahmachari devotee and very scholarly devotee. So he agreed to take you all in the parikrama here. He's very learned, so he can tell you all many, many wonderful anecdotes of Lord's pastimes here in Jagannath Puri. Here in Orissa, we have many wonderful, very wonderful devotees. And for that matter, I often tell them also that the residents of Orissa are natural devotees of Lord Jagannath. That's why they make very good devotees, because they're already devotees. And when they join ISKCON, they become wonderful assets for our movement. Many leading devotees of our movement are from Orissa. So, one very wonderful leading devotee of Orissa is His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. He was a wonderful devotee. Very advanced, very learned. So take full advantage of being in the holy dham. Just as I said in Vrindavan, that consider that all the residents of Vrindavan to be devotees of Srimati Radharani, Radha Krishna. Therefore deal with them very carefully. Similarly, when you're in Jagannath Puri, see all the residents of Jagannath Puri to be four-armed Vaikunthavasis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that all the residents of Jagannath Puri is residents of Vaikuntha, four-armed residents of Vaikuntha. So take full advantage of being here. We started off with a little hiccup. But I think it'll be alright. I'm seeing that. At least I can tell you that my mood changed. Yesterday my mood was really bad. Especially when I came here, but now I'm feeling much better. And good part of that feeling better is because I'm seeing how happily you all are looking. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And if you have any difficulty, don't hesitate to let us know. And we couldn't put all of you together in one building. But anyway, at least we have in one compound, one premises. But some still had to be in a hotel, which is, how far is the hotel, that hotel? 200 meters. 200 meters. Is it a long walk? Was it not more than 5 minutes? They must have been running then. They said 2.5 minutes. The question is from where? From here or from the outside gate? Outside gate, okay. Okay, so another 1.5 minute to the gate. Very good. But will some more rooms be available in this building? or in this area? No, they will be. They told me yesterday that they can give 37 rooms here. But on some days... Today is 10th. So then 10th are already there. 11th was late. Well, just tolerate it. Yeah? Who else is there? You are there. You are there also. And who are the other fortunate ones? Shivam, Krishna. So, Inandini, do you want to stay there or you want to move in here? Good place? Very good. How far is it from here? 15 minutes. Huh? TK? Okay. Hare Krishna, does anybody have any question? Okay, yes.
Well, you told that Vishwa was 1 year.
What's that?
It took 1 year for Vishwasu for perfection.
Vishwasu?
For perfection.
It's not Vishwasu. The Brahmana who gave the information to King Indradumna, the wandering mendicant, he just admitted that he stayed there for 1 year. And just by staying there and without doing anything, that's what he just mentioned. And actually Skanda Puran mentions that Brahmana was actually Krishna himself. So he just mentioned like that. Yeah, go ahead.
I just had a question. When the gopis and pulled Krishna back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, how did he leave if he left Vrindavan after? Or did they...
He stayed there for 7 days and then he went back to Dwarka. So that's the return Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra 1 day, and then on the 9th day, after staying there for 7 days, 1 day goes there, 7 days stays there, the 9th day he comes back. Shama? Why? I don't know. Krishna Gati Prabhu, why the Navakalepa takes place? Maybe you can come here so you can tell everybody. Come here.
First of all, Maharaj is asking me to speak. As far as my understanding goes, because the deity of Jagannath is carved out of wooden, so every day he used to get different decorations and all that, so that after 12 years, they accept that should be a new deity. That is why they go for a new one, and that new one, and there is a particular process, the woods where it will be gotten, different parts of Odisha, and there are so many indications They cannot cut any other tree, but there are specific indications. Then they find Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and this way these three pieces of wooden, they come even not by truck and all that. They come through our traditional way. So, cart, bullock carts. And people are show... That should be that is wooden wheels, but people pull it, and people are show even they love that ceremony is more than Rath Yatra, because they think Lord is coming, and the present deity they bury in the same temple, that is a Tulsi garden, they bury that. And they also do performance puja there, but they do that. And every 12 words...
question was, why after 12 words?
Actually, 12 words, there is no... I don't think any... I have to... Just whatever I have read, I have not got the answer to it. In Madala Panji, maybe some there, you know.
Anyway, Hare Krishna. The simple understanding is... Is traditionally it's going on Jagannath's will.
Every 12 years he wants to change his body. And actually, like every year, he gets a new decoration. Before Rath Yatra, during the Anavasar, when the Lord, you know, is not visible to anyone. It said that, you know, for those 2 weeks, he becomes sick. He doesn't even take regular prasad, regular bhoga. Otherwise, he takes 56 bhogas offered so many times. But that time, he just takes patya. Like when you have fever, then you are not supposed to eat. You have to take some special type of liquid food, fruit juice, and thank you very much. Thank you very much, Krishna Gati Prabhu. Shatadavati Prabhu, can you throw some light on that? Why every 12 years the Navakaliva takes place?
After making the deity, when Indradyumna Raja there, from that time Jagannath instructed to Indradyumna Raja how to worship him. Jagannath himself told him to change his body just after 12 days, because due to wooden body, he told to change his body every 12 years. That thing written in Madala Panji. Also, Jagannath instructed how to worship. Everything details instruct to Indradyumna Maharaj.
Even how many times the offering.
Everything details.
And King Indradyumna made a condition.
Yeah.
That Jagannath's hand should never be dry.
Yeah.
That means after taking prasad, when he washes his hands, before the hand dries, next bhoga should dry.
Yeah. Even Jagannath told to Raja, King, if pujari doing something mistake or wrong, you excuse them. You can give any punishment to them. That also he told. And whole day night, my temple will be open for the peoples, those will come to see. Some hours are rest there, 2 hours or 3 hours. That's
3 hours sleep.
Yeah.
Jagannath sleeps only for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's why Jagannath is special, merciful Jagannath, Krishna form. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so now do you want to go for a darshan of Lord Jagannath?
Yes.
Now? he is saying that 12:30 or so is a good time.
12:45.
Or did you say 2:00?
But that is
yes, Krishna Gauti Prabhu.
If I suggest, we will start 2:00.
Yeah.
Because that time is offering time.
Yeah.
And then Lord gets dressed and gives us.
Yeah.
It's usually 2 to 4.
Yeah. Yeah, that also, he also suggested
after
that.
After prasad, go.
Yeah. Go at about 2:00. The other reason is the temple is very crowded all the time. But that time, everybody is taking prasad. So when they're taking prasad, you go and have darshan of the deities. And how many of you speak Hindi? Hindi or Bengali, Gujarati, even Tamil will do.
Yeah,
they won't understand.
Maharashtra knows all the language, they know. Indian language.
Mahaprasad will come at 2:00. So then let them take prasad and then go. Or should they go now and have darshan and come take prasad? That's also... Another thing, there is no need to rush into the front. Do you remember how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to get the darshan? He used to stand by the Garuda Stamba. So go there, have darshan of Lord Jagannath. Actually, you don't go for the darshan of Lord Jagannath. You go to show Jagannath that you have come. So, I think that's a good idea. Let them go finish it, come back at, and then take prasad. And, yeah, I think that will be a better idea. So, Krishna Kishore, how they'll go? How many autos?
20 autos.
Only?
4, 5
can sit in one auto?
Big auto.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and if you need any more, you can also get. So, is that alright? In 15 minutes, the autos will come. And then you go to the temple, have darshan, and come back. By the time Jagannath's mercy will be showering upon you all. Yes?
Bags, phones.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah, better to leave your phones here. They don't allow you to take the phones.
No food
and
items.
Natural leaf, no food item. Better not to take chappal also. Don't wear your slippers.
Auto will be leave half kilometer before temple.
You want to go? Do you speak Hindi? Okay. Hema Gauri? Sindhi aata hai na? नहीं तो तुमको भी सोच सकता है कि तुम फॉरेनर हो. ओके
সবাইকে বলে দিন যে ওখানে পূজা টুজার জন্য কোনো ঝামেলা না.
ও আচ্ছা, when you go there is no, you see the pandas will be, the pujaris will be asking you to do puja and things. There is no need to get into that. One puja will be offered on behalf of all of you.
Right. And they'll be asking where you from, everything. So don't just ignore.
Okay, he's giving another tip. That when they ask where you're from, you just name some Indian city at your convenience.
No, sometimes the Gujarati panda, they comes, your forefather came, they give donation, they do.
Oh, yeah.
You say, if you say from you are such and such place, they'll say, yes, I know your forefather used to come here and I used to take him. So anyway, you have your panda, no?
Yes.
That panda will be there. So one panda, he will take care. So anyway, this is Satyabhanu. Satyabhanu Das lives here in Jagannath Puri. And one of the things he does is that he takes care of the devotees when they come here. And so he is going to also take care of you all in Jagannath Darshan. And I was told that you can't go, normally you can go right into the, right in front of Lord Jagannath. One time the pujari took me right onto the altar, made me embrace Lord Jagannath. And sometimes these pujaris are very nice, actually. Very nice. Provided you don't step onto their toes. Or don't go onto the wrong side. Just be nice to them. Like that, as I told you in Vrindavan, when you are there, just be nice and generous to them. If they want some money, give them some money. After all, you are giving it to Lord Jagannath. And these Dhambashis, you know, their blessings are powerful. So, you know, please them, please everybody when you are in a dham. Don't displease anyone. Okay?
Are we allowed to go generally to the inner sanctum, because there are three.
Yeah. You can, but I think now some work is going on because they don't, that inner sanctum is closed, blocked. Otherwise, you can just go and right in front of Lord Jagannath.
There's no Shaligram,
when you go there, you'll see. It's a, you know, like whatever is allowed, just do that. Some special darshan is available, but this time they are not allowing that. You can go right in front the Jagannath's altar, you can, you know, be right there.
From 2014 it stopped. From 2014.
Stopped. Okay. Thank you. A bit like that. Comes to India every year. Yes, 25 years back I used to take a pilgrimage like this. Same. Like it used to be the other way around. Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, then Vrindavan. And then they used to go out shopping in Jaipur. So he is talking about the 25 years back he came. Radharani, you came to those programs? Once you came. Yeah. Priyavrata used to come every year. Oh, yeah, right. No, it's yeah. Priyavrata is Radharani's husband. He left his body recently. He used to be with us every year. when he used to do the parikrama. And once we are swimming, those generally I used to have the hotels on the beachfront so that devotees could go for a swim. So once we were swimming, and actually Priyavrata, what actually happened is he panicked. You see what happens with the ocean, all of a sudden the water rises with the wave. And then you get the current, the, you know, backlash also. And so I could see that he was panicking. So I just went and caught him. And I just asked him to not to move, not to panic. I told him, don't panic, just... And he tells everybody that I saved him from drowning. Actually, ocean can be quite tricky. So can Ganga be. Like, in Mayapur, many people get drowned. In Puri also. So last year or year before last, one of Jayapata Kumara's disciples got drowned here. But otherwise it's all right. Okay, so don't risk your life. This life is very precious. This life is very precious. And so protect it nicely and use it in Krishna's service. Yeah, Anu? Huh? Oh, by the way, Sunit is actually Priyavrata's son. And I know Sunit when he was about this big. I won't say this big, this small. And today is Sunit's birthday. So, happy birthday to you, Sunit. Let us see if we can get a Jagannath Mahaprasad cake. So, here, I don't know whether we can arrange any cake here. Paajame cake?
Eggless paajame.
Eggless paajame. Okay. Satabhanu said we can get an eggless cake. Okay, so get a big cake.
Not too much big, maybe 500 grams, like something.
Only 500 grams. 100 devotees, each one will get 500 grams.
If you order before, they can make bigger one.
Can you give an order now?
No, not possible.
I would have said make it at least 5 kilos. Anyway, whatever it is, at least we can celebrate Sunit's birthday. Thank you, Sunit. Okay, yes. Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, that's a good idea. She's asking whether it's possible to have Harinam on the beach. Yeah. Harinam is not only on the beach, even in water you can do it. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.